أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم، نويت الصيام في هذا المسجد، نويت الاعتكاف. In the previous session we said that that verse of Holy Quran, أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم, obey Allah and obey Prophet and obey the authority, is the summary, and it is woven everything together, woven all the ahadith and all the verses of Holy Quran and all the explanation. It is the head of the body, it's the head of all these, of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his servants. And Grand Sheikh said, whoever obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to obey Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, without obeying Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not completing the requirement of Islam. And he said the proof on that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alhaqa bila ilaha illallah alhaqa Muhammadun Rasulullah.
He made
Muhammadun Rasulullah to follow. After you mention la ilaha illallah, it has to follow with Muhammadun Rasulullah. You cannot say La ilaha illallah without Muhammadun Rasulullah. If you say that like that, it's not complete. And more proof, he said, he raised the name of Prophet with his name. That's why Sayyidina Adam in paradise was looking everywhere, and he was saying the name of Sayyidina Muhammad everywhere in paradise beside name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that Sayyidina Muhammad is his, one of his sons, that for him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show people that Sayyidina Muhammad is the one that to be praised, where he said, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, Allah and his angels are praising Prophet, we have to follow, when we say La ilaha illallah, to follow it with Muhammad Rasulullah. And the other proof is in the tahiyyat, when we are sitting and we are bringing, reciting the Shahada and saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, cannot stop there. If you stop there, your prayer is not accepted, it will be thrown in your face. You have to add on it Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, or else our prayer is not accepted and not complete. Means our religion will not be complete. If the prayer is not complete, means the whole religion is not complete. Because Prophet ﷺ said, مَا بَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِيمَانِ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ, between kufr, unbelief, and belief, is to leave the prayers. So if your prayer is not complete, means as if you have left the prayer. You lost one of the main pillars of Islam, which is the first pillar, to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So when you say Shahada, you are following your Shahada, witnessing in Prophet that he is your Prophet, he is the Messenger of Allah, with following it after La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That's why he followed wa ati'u ar-rasul after Ati'ullah, to show the obedience to the Prophet ﷺ, Without it, your Islam is not complete. And then he say, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. He said, أُولِي الْأَمْرِ is are of two kinds. One is those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put them leaders of countries, and the other one, awliyaullah, which we emphasize on the other second part, is those who are annihilated themselves for the sake of humanity, for the sake of Allah's servant. In order they tried their best to guide them, to guide the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring them to paradise. They are the ones that take away people from hellfire, one after one, try to save them. And he said, and the one of the principles of your presence here is an example and is a condition that you have to be in that association. He's saying Grand Sheikh in my association, his associations mean, or Mawlana Sheikh Nazim association, or who's being given authority through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Prophet directly to Grand Sheikh, from Grand Sheikh to Mawlana Sheikh. It's that chain. Who's being given that authority to represent is the real representative. Appearing in their associations means is the proof that you are taken away from the hand of Shaitan and you are being saved from the burning fire of hellfire and putting you in a peaceful, relaxing, cool bardan wa salaman.
Cool and peaceful.
Although around you is burning, but you are sitting cool and peaceful in that paradise that they create for you immediately as soon as you completed that condition in their association. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, Yadullahi ma'al jama'ah. Allah's hand or Allah's power is with the group of people, with the jama'ah, cannot be by individual. And the other proof that you are saved from the hand of Shaitan and brought to the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence is that man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitate a group of people, he will be like them or be with them. This is the real proof and condition that you are in that happy group, with that happy group. Some people come with intention of as sitting and to associate themselves with that group and to listen. Some people wants to progress more. They come out of love to be there and learn and to discipline themselves. Some people comes with intention of getting their trust. some people come to be following the right way. Some people comes to save themselves from hellfire. Everyone comes for a certain purpose. And everyone is according to his or her intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Everyone according to the intention that he has or she has at the beginning when they come, or the intention that they develop later through their journey, if they are following that journey for a certain matter, for a certain reward, then they are after that reward, they are not after that journey. They are using that journey to get something out of it. And don't forget that there are difficulties. Like, for example, when you are, they say to you sometime, you see some boxes on the road, they say to you, don't approach. Khatar al maut.
Danger of death.
Danger of death. It's where this high voltage electricity. Don't approach. Electrician. Yeah? Only experts can approach. Not everyone can approach. You approach there, you are not expert, they burn you. You burn completely. You will be immediately gone. So awliya Allah, they know that they cannot open that danger place to a child. Still he is or she is learning how to walk. How you are going to open and bring that child in front of that danger of death? They put two bones and a skull there. It means you are going to be like these two bones and that skull there. So people don't approach because they not only they are wrong to put two bones and a skull. They have to put powder. You will be dust there. You will be burned there. There will nothing will be left. Awliya Allah, when you decide to go in that way, they have to completely shatter you into pieces and make you dust for people to step on you. If and then check you accepting or not. Still ego cannot accept. Ego is so huge they cannot accept humiliation. Don't say yeah, no, I accept. No, you don't accept. It's impossible. There's no way to accept. So they cannot give you that because it's hard. Like you sometimes you come here, you can see because the light is not so strong. But if you have spotlights in your eyes, what will happen?
Blind.
You are blind. You cannot see. They want you to see, but you cannot see because you want to enter in a spotlight. A spotlight cannot allow you to see. It might be 10,000 watt. How you are going to see? Your eyes cannot see except how much? Electrician.
Couple of hundred watts.
Couple hundred watts. How you want to see 10,000 watts? It's impossible. So don't ask those things. So come like a sheep I want to follow the shepherd. Let the shepherd take the responsibility. We have to be a shepherd. Shepherd has to know the ins and the outs. Shepherd can stand the high voltage and high watts. Because he knows, he has been guided and through that road. We are cannot do that because we are not shepherd. Not the shepherd responsible. We sit relaxed.
Allah.
Where the shepherd goes, we go. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that people of Medina knows its district. When he came to Medina, when the camel was bringing Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina, said, leave the camel, because everyone wants to be the door of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone wants to be the one that he is the host.
Allah.
Means he wants to be proud that he hosted Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want to make anyone unhappy, because he is perfect man. He doesn't say no. He knows he cannot have except one host. Cannot be too many, because he's going to be with one in his house. And he doesn't want to make the Sahaba to feel bad. Everyone loves Prophet. Everyone wants to be the door for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understanding? But Prophet said he's a perfect man. He's the perfect man that Allah has created. He wants to make them not to be to have problem. And he wants to show that there is only one door. Don't bother, don't worry. I'm not, because if he say this is my door, everyone gets upset. And might be that we'll do something that it is not appropriate for the Prophet reputation. Then there is a problem there. So what he said, he put it on the camel. Look the wisdom of Prophet. He said, اتركوها فإنها مأمورة. Leave the camel to decide. اتركوها فإنها مأمورة.
It's commanded.
Leave the camel, she is commanded. Commanded? She knows, she is being ordered from heaven where to stop. Which door she will assign. I will stay there. So who is going now to object? No one. If they object, they are objecting on the camel. And the camel stopped by the door of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. He was the host of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is buried in Istanbul, where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted that you, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, you are going to die from cold weather. How? The Sahaba said, all desert is hot weather. What's going happening? Subhanallah, he went to Istanbul to spread Islam, and he died there in the cold weather, where they were trying to conquer and open the gates of Constantinople. In any case, that way is full of obstacles. Awliya Allah, that's Ulul Amr. They went through that way. And that's why they didn't have, they don't appoint their successors except one day in their will when they're leaving. They don't appoint through their lives. They might say to someone, you have permission to do this or do that, but that doesn't mean that he is a successor or she is a successor. Or that one is the door, or that one is the window. No, there is no door to them. To them, everyone is similar to the other. All of them, same rank, as Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, النَّاسُ سَوَاسِيَةٌ كَأَسْنَانِ الْمُشِتِ. People are equal, human beings are equal, like the teeth of the comb are equal. لَا فَرْقَ بَيْنَ عَرَبِيٍّ وَلَا أَعْجَمِيٍّ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. There is no difference between an Arab and a Persian,
Allah,
except through righteousness. He called عَجَمِي أَعْجَمِي because عَجَم are known at that time that they are the non-Arabs, the Persian side. So they called Ajam in Arabic. And Ajam, like Turkish, Persians, that group that they don't speak Arabic, but they are Muslim. So he said, there is no difference between Arabs and non-Arabs, which mean Ajam, Persians, except through righteousness. He wants to show that everyone, I treat them equal, like, as Maulana many times has mentioned, that every one of my followers are like gems on my turban. All of them, they have a place on my turban or my crown. If one gem is taken out of its place, then the turban looks not nice. So Awliya Allah, they try their best to bring people and to save them to paradise and save them from hell fire. In every century, there is Awliyaullah that Allah gave them the protection of the Ummah. To guide Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every group, Allah gave them to a wali. In no way that a group will increase one or decrease one. It's according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, they are going to be there. Even in their physical body is not around, they never came, but through their spirit, that sheikh is guiding them, that wali is guiding them. And if some of them, they come and they go, still they are under the guidance spiritually of the teacher. Many people are guided through their dreams. Many people are guided through ambassadors of the sheikh. You know that ambassador is not always an ambassador. Ambassador may serve a term and then he's changed. Ambassador, everyone can be an ambassador to the sheikh in order to bring those whom are around that ambassador in his area, in his country, in his place, to bring them to the sheikh. But that is an ambassador. The sheikh can change the ambassador anytime he likes. You cannot find an ambassador for life. Anyone saw ambassador for life? Huh?
No.
Yeah, answer.
No. No.
Why you are not answering? Like dead people. You speak with them, they don't answer. We don't hear them, but they answer. Because we are dead, they are not. Ambassadors can work, can serve for life?
No, sir.
They cannot. They serve for a term. After they get, they serve their term, okay, sit on the side, bring another one. Who can serve for full time? The one that can serve full time, the one that has a power of attorney, of a, if someone wants to sit in your place, you want to assign someone to sit in your place, you give him power of attorney. But at any time, can cancel it even. Because you own it. That one who is has the power of attorney doesn't own it. He owns it as long as you are, authorizing it. When you don't authorize it, you pull it out, it's not anymore effective, it's gone. Although that person might continue acting as that power of attorney is existing, but in reality it's not anymore. He cannot sign. His signature is cancelled. Awliyaullah, they authorize people and then they cancel. They cancel for the benefit of the students, because they want you to reach a certain level and then that level you finished. It's your duty is over. Then they look into the what is best for you. Might be now for best for you to be by yourself, to be like the others, they know better what kind of a relationship they want and they put you in for the benefit of the whole people. The only one that they cannot be cancelled are the one that has been authorized. Not for a term, but for life. That they don't cancel. They keep that. And as I said, this has been given to two people who are serving Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. Not two more. This is one Sheikh Adnan, and the other one is this one who is sitting here. That is a grant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must be thankful that we are, must be happy to be with Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, and Allah has given us that living sheikh that connect us with that golden chain, to be happy when grand sheikh was ordered Mawlana Sheikh Nazim for a seclusion in Madinatul Munawwara for 9 months. And Mawlana was for 1 year, Grand Sheikh. At the end of his seclusion, he said, and this is Grand Sheikh saying, I was, me and my brother there, only two of us, and he said, saying that story. He said that at the end of the seclusion, at the end of the 9 months, the order was to Sheikh Nazim to go from the place where he's doing the seclusion to Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to visit Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray his 5 prayers there and come back. And as he is walking, he look at his feet. Looking at his feet, cannot look far. He has to look at his feet. Go do his prayer, come back. Go do the other prayer, come back. And do his awrad in this seclusion. At the end of the, he said, I was on a high place, and Maulana is speaking in a vision way now, spiritual, kashif, maqamul kashif. So I was sitting there beside Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and beside Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And I said, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulallah, my son has finished his seclusion. He said, we cannot give trust to students without the stamp of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, my son finished his seclusion. Can we give him his trust? And Prophet said, no. He's not yet. Although Maulana Sheikh Nazim has given up everything that he owns in dunya. He didn't leave one penny. He sold everything in Cyprus, which worth millions and millions today. He gave it to Maulana Sheikh, to Grand Sheikh. Everything that he owns, he sold and he gave. And he didn't look. When you look back and you say, I gave, you didn't give anything then. Because you said, I gave. What you gave? You gave the dirtiness of dunya. Don't you know how much they have carried you? Carried pampered you? You and your people who are around you. Don't say, I gave. That is dangerous. Allah. What you gave for Allah. Don't mention it. Finish. It's gone. You did your work. You don't give from beginning. When you are going, la tumanninu.
Don't show that you did favors.
Don't show that you did favor. Don't give say to Allah, oh, I did this. Allah doesn't like that. You didn't do it. Allah did it. For your safety. You don't know how much Allah saved you with what you gave. People give according to their love. Some people give little bit, some people give bigger. Some people give everything. Don't come back and say, then you lose you that love. Keep it strong there. They are training us, they are teaching us. They know that we are children, so they want to walk us. As I said 2 weeks yesterday or before yesterday, that if your son is in, you see him falling, you try to catch him in order to walk. If you see him making something bad, you try to discipline him. But if someone else child, you don't care. So awliya Allah, they care for their children. They want to keep them all in good shape, clean. That's why they speak, or else why they have to speak. They don't need to speak anything. They leave everyone to the other. They say, it's not my job to talk to that person. That's someone else. I don't care if he's falling in hellfire, or he goes in falling from the building, or for, I care for those who are within my limits. Don't look back of what you gave, then you lose what you gave. So, he said, no, wait, don't give the trust. There is Maulana Sheikh Nazim not yet complete. He's complete, but there is the last key. They want to give the key, but the key has a price. As I said, before that seclusion and many other seclusion that Maulana made, before that, that seclusion in Medina, that was in 1967. There were many before it. But that was one of the main important ones. They want to give the key. Say, wait, test him. I'm not saying something that from my own, I'm saying what Grand Sheikh said. And I'm saying, and this is a sharing of knowledge, is to build us up, that everyone to reach that level has to go that journey. So Maulana Sheikh Nazim has to go that journey, Grand Sheikh has to go that journey, Grand Grand Sheikh has to go that journey, everyone of the Golden Chain has to go a journey. So it is not naqs fi markazu.
Doesn't diminish your status.
It doesn't diminish his position, but is explaining for every wali what kind of test. We know only of two, Grand Sheikh's test and Maulana's test, because Grand Sheikh explained that, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim explained that, but we don't know previously except what we heard from our Shiur. What Sheikh Sharafuddin test was, and before, until, and we wrote that many in the Naqshbandi book, in their lives. So he said, no, don't give, there is one last one. So Grand Sheikh knew what is that last one. So he was looking, and they were looking, and then Sheikh Nazim coming from the mosque, from the Prophet ﷺ presence in the mosque, and walking, and they were looking, three of them looking at him. He going to, looking at his feet, not looking farther, going back to the seclusion. So Grand Sheikh there, physically, he told him, Ya Waladi, there is one thing that is still not clean with you. And he said, Ya Sayyidi, I'm your student, teach me, then I will know what wrong with me. He said, you see yourself too much. You see that what you are doing is above everyone. That is a sickness. And he said, and he's looking at him, Prophet is looking at his heart, and Awliya Allah are looking, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is looking, and he said, Ya Sayyidi, how I cannot see myself when I have someone like you? I'm proud of you, that's why I see myself. You are like my, like a lion behind me. Against shaitan eating them and destroying them. Of course I have to see myself. I'm proud dunya and akhirah with that. Immediately Grand Sheikh said, Prophet was happy, smiling, and said, give him his trust. It's one word. Was all that was on a combination of a one sentence. So awliyaullah are of such caliber that we must be very happy that we are in their presence, is under their name. This gathering is under their names. And they look at everyone the same. To pull them out of their difficulties and bring them back to life. So their ambassadors are everywhere. Sometimes you have an ambassador, they call him, he doesn't have a position, he doesn't have an embassy, but they call him ambassador,
goodwill
ambassador, what they call him?
At large.
At large, ambassador at large. Not everyone has that ambassador at large. Means all ambassadors are under him. When he comes to a country, everyone doesn't, that these ambassadors in different countries, they have no right to speak when the ambassador at large is dead. An ambassador at large will be one or two. And this ambassador at large has been given authority to be a deputy and sitting and bringing the ambassadors and the followers to the main gate, to As-Sadr al-A'zam. They call the Ottoman Emperor As-Sadr al-A'zam, means the greatest, the biggest chair that he is sitting, that he is the main one, the main focus. So our main focus is Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. So ambassador at large bring all the ambassadors and their followers to the Sheikh. These ambassadors, as I said, they can be finished their terms and they put a new one. Doesn't mean that they have no respect. They have to be there, they will be respected, but their terms is over. And they have to continue their love to the Sheikh and their way to the Sheikh. So time is very near now of big changes around the world, changes for the best. So when these changes are coming, there is big heavenly light coming, support. Not every ambassador can carry that support. Not every one that he's been assigned can carry that support, because it is beyond his capacity or her capacity. It's very difficult capacity to carry. So everything being held in the hand of those who have the authority now. They pulled out everything in the hands of their representative. There is no more representative to them. Like what Grand Sheikh said and Maulana Sheikh Nazim said, may Allah bless Grand Sheikh Sol and give long life to Maulana Sheikh Nazim. He said that all tariqats now, there is no, when their sheikh is passing away, there is no one to fill that place. So Sayyidina al-Mahdi is taking all their powers. Finish. The last tariqat not to take in that power, it's that golden chain, because it is still coming to Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. So it's still in the hand of that wali. But all other tariqats are taken from the hand, because this representative cannot sit on that chair of the sheikh. The sheikh passed away. That spotlight gone. That he can take the spotlight. So now, since the time is so near and so condensed, things coming quickly and appearing, and Allah knows best how long is that. He said to Sayyidina Musa, alayhi as-subhu biqareeb, said, Musa, Ya Rabbi, when you are going to destroy Fir'aun for me? He said, oh, it's not Fajr time, it's not so soon. It's only 5-6 hours from Isha, 6-7 hours. It's so near. And it took 40 years to destroy Fir'aun. That, alayhi as-subhu biqareeb, that is not Fajr so near? He said to him in Holy Quran, yes, Ya Rabbi, it took 40 years. So, as I said in previous session, if you follow, because this is all our series, if we don't follow them, we miss, we cannot understand what comes after, because this is going from grade one to all the way to universities, spiritual universities, heavenly universities. So you cannot follow if you miss one. We said when Mawlana Sheikh and Grand Sheikh speak about Sayyidina al-Mahdi and Sayyidina Isa, they speak to, it's not necessary that you might live, they speak to their descendants, that they are in your back. Their talk is to someone. And you are waiting for Mahdi alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa, you will be rewarded as if you were in their times. Same. So in any case, the time is so near, Awliyaullah are so concerned that everything is coming. So everything was being given to this representative has been taken away. Back to this, to the authority, to the spiritual authority, which what Grand Sheikh has mentioned, and this is what Mawlana Sheikh Nazim said, it might be 10 days in Cyprus, that in a meeting there, in association with the Murid, that I have two authorized persons only, Sheikh Adnan and Sheikh Hisham. The rest only doing Zikrullah, but not Irshad. That authority has been given from Sheikh Adnan to some people, or from me to some people, are being taken back, and no more representative. Everyone does his own duty, his own work, and not beyond that, more than what is being granted to them. Everything is being turned back to its original, and it is in the hand from us to Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. Those who were representing, they have no authority of representation, but everyone has authority. Everyone of us, of you, has authority to speak, to bring more people to Tariqah, but it's not anymore a door or a window. It's for everyone. And in order to, because the burden is heavy, so they might die and you must die, you might die with it. So let us be sheep, not to be shepherd. And let them save us and follow them, instead of falling into the obstacles, and we make everyone fall with us. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmat al-Fatiha. That is not diminishing anyone position. People are all around the world. Mawlana told them to do zikr, to do whatever. Keep doing what you are doing. Alhamdulillah is good. But people knows that there is no any more door to Mawlana Sheikh, except he has everything in his hand. And those whom been authorized, as he mentioned 10 days ago, these two can still function. And it is in his hand. He wants to pull that out. He can pull it. He will keep it. He can keep it. But the rest of that too, there is no more as an authority or a door. But they are loved to Mawlana Sheikh, and they are his children, and he is looking after them and looking after everyone. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmat al-Fatiha.